God has really positioned Chicago Mass Choir to extend our ministry abroad. And this year in December 2013, to God be the glory, we will participate in our 10th tour abroad for Spain. We've toured Spain, Switzerland, Greece, Italy. And in December 2012, we had the opportunity to have two separate groups of Chicago Mass Choir, one touring Spain, the other group of singers touring Switzerland at the same time.
Dr. Ferronda Williamson is our guest, CEO, President, Chicago Mass Choir. How is gospel music accepted in Spain, Switzerland, abroad? Is it accepted like it is here?
They even more so. First of all, in Europe, they look at gospel music as a art form, and they are just ecstatic over the spirit and the movement of the music. And actually, they really enjoy the basic traditional gospel. And do you know what the national anthem is in Europe?
No, tell me, please.
Oh, happy day.
Is that right? What?
Yes. Oh, happy day. So as far as the contemporary, they really don't get with the contemporary, but the basic, amazing grace, amen. They really like the traditional gospel music.
Wow, that sounds great. In our remaining moments, tell us about whether or not you're on Facebook, you tweet, or what's happening on the internet.
Yes, definitely embrace social media. We have our Facebook page, Chicago Mass Choir, and would like for your listening audience to go to our page and become our friend. We have our website, ChicagoMassChoir.com, and we also are on Twitter at Chicago Mass. And we've recently added to our Facebook page, Twitter, and our website video snippets of our rehearsals, as I mentioned before, because people want to see the activity. And not only are we involved with the music ministry, but we do a lot of work with the community. Last month, we did our nursing home visit. Each year, we support one of the elementary schools in Chicago by adopting a class for back-to-school supplies and school uniforms. So, you know, we're not just about the singing, but we're about giving back our reasonable service to the community.
As we end this interview, Dr. Williamson, we talked about nominations for stellar awards and awards. And as you stated, that you're not really wrapped up into those nominations. It's good to get them, but you're more wrapped up into your ministry. Why is this important?
Ministry is important because this is a part of the reach out to save souls. And we know that the word of God will convict, but we need something that will draw individuals. And sometimes just a word, a phrase, or a lyric from a song will encourage individuals that there's hope, encourage them to know that there is a Savior, encourage them to know that there is a different way of life. And, you know, sometimes even before the minister preaches the word, it's that song that's the hook that catches individuals. And it's so critical. And, of course, with gospel music, we're spreading the good news.
It is our guest, Dr. Ferronda Williamson, President, CEO, Chicago Mass Choir. Dr. Williamson, thanks for joining us in the Gospel Spotlight. It has been a pleasure.
And thank you, Brother Ellison, and thank God for all that you do. And without you and other individuals playing our music, no one would be able to know what we're doing and sharing the good news through Chicago Mass Choir's gospel music.
It is our guest, Dr. Williamson of the Chicago Mass Choir.